This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting today with chief secretaries of states and union territories through video conferencing to review the preparations for the civil defense mock drill scheduled for tomorrow. The meeting was attended by the Directors General of Civil Defense and the National Disaster Response Force, along with other senior officials in the national capital. Yesterday, the Senate asked the states to conduct mock drills to evaluate civil defense preparedness in the country. It has decided to organize the civil defense exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorized civil defense districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. Talking to reporters, DGP Uttar Pradesh Prashant Kumar said 19 districts of the state have been identified by the center for the mock drill.
सिविल डिफेंस के मॉक ड्रिल के संबंध में निर्देश भारत सरकार से प्राप्त हुए हैं. वहां से 19 जिले आइडेंटिफाइड हैं. यहां की संवेदनशीलता को मद्देनजर रखते हुए शासन द्वारा ये निर्देश दिए गए हैं कि सभी जिलों में और जितने भी हमारे वर्टिकल्स हैं, जैसे सिविल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन है, पुलिस एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन है, फायर सर्विसेज है, डिजास्टर रिस्पॉन्स फोर्स है, सभी के साथ मिलकर ये मॉक ड्रिल और प्रिपेयर्डनेस रखा जाए ताकि आकस्मिकता की स्थिति में हम लोग इन चीजों से निपट सकें.
NCC cadets across the country are fully geared up to take part in this exercise across the country. Talking to Akashvani News, NCC Director General, Lieutenant General Gurbir Pal Singh said that the cadets will be taking part in firefighting, rescue activities, emergency situations and other activities.
On 7th May, there is a civil defense mock drills exercise and rehearsals which would be conducted pan-India, and NCC cadets throughout in the affected area will also participate. We are in touch with the state departments where all there is a requirement of NCC cadets for firefighting, for rescue activities, for assisting in camouflage and other activities. Specific requirement is being indicated, and wherever there has been a requirement in the past, the cadets have always come in service to the nation.
In a series of high-level meetings following the Pahalgam terror attack, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in New Delhi today. Yesterday, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh had called on the Prime Minister. Earlier, Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh also held a meeting with Mr. Modi. Separate meetings were held with Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. United States House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson has said that U.S. will make every effort to support India in its fight against terrorism. In his remarks at the congressional briefing yesterday, he called India a very important partner for the U.S. He also spoke about the trade deal between India and the U.S. and expressed hope that the trade negotiations will work out well between the two nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and congratulated him on his historic second term. During the conversation, the Prime Minister reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership CSP between the two countries. They noted that in its 5 years, the comprehensive strategic partnership has seen robust cooperation developing across a diverse range of sectors. Both leaders stressed on the role played by the vibrant Indian origin diaspora in cementing bilateral ties. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that there is a strong global demand for talent and India is well positioned to meet it. While speaking at the launch of the Global Access to Talent from India Gati in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said there must be more focus on opportunities abroad due to the emergence of a global workplace and workforce. Unified Payments Interface UPI QR codes have recorded the fastest growth in digital payments infrastructure in the financial year 2024-25. It recorded a 91.5% jump over the previous financial year to 657.9 million. The Mizoram Board of School Education today announced the Class 12 board examination results, with the overall pass percentage increasing by 3% compared to last year. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Titans at Mumbai's Wankhede Stadium this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.